Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hundreds of people are dancing in the streets of Kleintjeskamp, a traveler's community in the Netherlands. Men walk around bare-chested, showing their tattoos. Women chug beers. Grandpas and grandmas dance too. A singer is singing Dutch folk songs. Kids are running around. Bonfires are burning and the sky lights up with fireworks. It's a massive farewell party, because one of their own is leaving the community to sign for Manchester United. This is the unlikely story of Alexander Büttner and his years at Manchester United. It's a story about Shinji Kagawa doing the Gangnam Style dance, Sir Alex Ferguson making Büttner have his first drink, and getting help from Paul Scholes. My name is Sam van Raalte, and welcome to The Home of Football, a podcast by 433. Let's go.
My agent called me and he said, Manchester United want to sign you. I was telling him, don't joke with me. You're living in a dream. This was crazy, man. This Gangnam Style. A full restaurant was like on the feet and dancing with him and singing. I came out of the stadium, I saw my brother signing, going to pictures with everybody. And then I came out and people saw me. And I really was thinking, hey, what the fuck? It's not Alex, man. It's his brother. And I was laughing. I never drink. And when we get champion, I remember Ferguson came to me and he wanted to give me a drink. I told him I don't drink. And then he started laughing and he gave me the drink. And I started drinking.
The story of Alexander Büttner is a remarkable story of a young left-back from a Dutch traveller's community who signed for Manchester United in the summer of 2012. I want to know everything about his story, how Alexander transferred to Manchester United, how he experienced the club, winning the league, working with Sir Alex Ferguson, and what happened to him after he left Manchester United. Now, if you're looking for Alexander Büttner these days, you've got to travel to RKC Waalwijk. That's where Büttner signed in the summer of 2021, a club in the south of the Netherlands, where I met Alexander in the players' room of the club. So, Alexander, how's life here at RKC?
Yeah, we have a good team, nice people at the club. I just have my first child. He's 3 months now. Yeah, for me, it's good to be in the Netherlands now with my family, and my baby can grow up in the Netherlands now. So for me, it feels really good. It's a nice feeling to be with my family. And yeah, it's always a special moment when you have your first kid.
So Alexander became a father and is happy to be back in the Netherlands. The story of his transfer to Manchester United starts in the 2011-2012 season. That season, Alexander is on fire at the Dutch club Vitesse. And that summer, a lot of clubs tried to sign him.
I spoke with Sunderland, I think, and Southampton. Also, I've been in QPR. Yeah, and then some weeks later Manchester United game.
How did you first hear about it?
I was sitting with friends. We was eating something, and then my agent called me and he say, Manchester United want to sign you. And for me, it was, I was telling him, don't joke with me. And so I hang up the phone and I start to see it was serious. And then my friends, my brothers ask me what's going on. And I told them the story and I couldn't believe it. Even when I play a really good season, the most of the time you don't see players from Eredivisie go to Manchester United. And yeah, and then it go like really fast. 2 days later, I was in the plane to England to sign my contract in Manchester United.
What was it like to, you know, get off the plane and then arrive at the club ready to sign your contract?
Yeah, of course, everything was so fast that, yeah, you don't believe it, to be honest. I was like, so when I came to the stadium and signed my contract, yeah, for me it was an amazing feeling. The next day I was in the dressing room with big players like Rooney, Ferdinand, Van Persie. So yeah, for me it was like, what the fuck is happening, man? And before you know, I'm sitting next to Rooney in the dressing room. And yeah, for me, I was young. It was a dream.
Things move fast for Alexander. One day he's chilling at home. The next, he's on a jet on his way to sign for Manchester United. But how did he end up on the radar at Manchester United? I called Büttner's former agent Alexander Bursak, who made the deal with Manchester United. Bursak has a good story of how he found out Manchester United was looking for a left back and that Büttner might have been an option for them.
Manchester United was something unexpected. I got a call from Everton. It was David Moyes. So David Moyes, he thought he sold Baines to Manchester United and he wanted Alex instead. So we had a couple of calls, talks. And then I got a tip from a friend of mine from France that the deal with Baines fell through. So it didn't go through. And at that point, I called Manchester because it was still 2 weeks to go before the transfer window was closing. I called Manchester, Jim Levlaw, and he said to me after my first call, said, okay, we know the boy, we will follow him the coming season. So I thought, okay, that's nothing. And then I, 1 week later, I got a quite straightforward call from Manchester, WhatsApp from Manchester, saying, we would like to send tonight a proposal for Alex Büttner. Please, are you available? So I called them and I said, everything is okay. That evening, they sent a proposal and gave us 24 hours to make a decision. And that decision was quite easily made. At that moment, Alex saw everything and everything was then quickly agreed. I think within 2-3 days, we were in Manchester.
So the deal is signed and Büttner starts training at Manchester United under the one and only Sir Alex Ferguson. It's time to get to work. Things are moving fast for the 23-year-old Büttner. Very fast.
For me, everything was new and it was amazing to have the best coach in the world is training you. And yeah, that was unbelievable. You're living in a dream the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And yeah, for me, it was amazing to play under Sir Alex Ferguson. I remember 1 week later, I spoke with him of a couple of days and he said, yeah, you're going to start in the first 11 in my debut. So, yeah, everything go really quick. It looks like a train.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It was the Wigan game, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's dive into that. What do you remember from that day, from the moment you heard you were about to start?
Yeah, I think 3 days before the game, I heard Ferguson told me you're going to start in the first 11. Of course, I was happy that I can make my debut for a big club like Manchester United. And I remember that I came to do the warming up and I came through the tunnel and everything was so big. And I was looking around me and I was thinking, wow, this is really, really nice. Spoke with Scholes before the game and he told me, like, Alex, when I have the ball, the only thing you have to do is run, go deep. And I saw it in the game, because every time he has the ball, he gives me the best balls, like clear balls. And yeah, so everybody was helping me. And I give an assist on Chicharito and score a goal after. Man of the match. So yeah, I couldn't dream for a better debut.
Nah, that's crazy. Yeah. Scholes giving you those balls. Yeah. Legend. One of the best midfielders ever, probably. Yeah. So let's talk about that goal, because that was crazy, right? It wasn't just a goal. It was like a crazy rush as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell me step by step how that goal went?
Yeah, I think I make a sliding on the little bit around the midfield. Yeah, and I just saw some space to go with the ball. And I think I passed 3-4 men. And then I just shoot hard on target. And yeah, it was a goal. And the feeling was amazing, man. So many people screaming your name. And yeah, I think this moment you will never forget.
This is what Alexander's debut sounded like on the BBC.
But no. Still has it. Only let him go. He'll take on Emerson Boyce on the inside. The cover was by McCarthy, knocking it up. Butner bringing it down, and he gets a goal. A debut goal. Rich reward for a brave, daring, and very good run for Manchester United. Well, they're going to love him here.
Ryan Giggs, Chicharito, and Danny Welbeck run towards Butner after the goal and hug him. He's congratulated by the entire team. Within a couple of weeks, Alexander Butner transformed from a relatively unknown left-back at Vitesse in the Netherlands to a player people all over the world see after assisting a goal and scoring in his debut for Manchester United.
Yeah, after that my life was over. And then I was like really busy after, man. Like when you go on the street, yeah, everything changed a little bit. And but you know, it's on the other side, it's amazing that everybody recognize you. That everybody want to interview you about what happened. And yeah, for me was a rolling coaster the first weeks.
Now, to understand Alexander Butner, you've got to understand Kleintjeskamp, the travelers community he comes from. This is what Alexander's life was like before he moved to Manchester.
I live with my mom on Kleintjeskamp. Yeah, it's one big family, friends. Everybody know each other. So for me, was the first step to go away from where I'm from. It was difficult. In the first months, weeks, I had really difficult with it because I miss my family at home. I miss my where I come from. But how longer I was there, more family came over, and it started to be easier. I started to pick up my life in England. I had a nice house. My family was there, so for me it started to be more easier. But it took time in the beginning.
Yeah, because you were so used to being. What's so special about Kleintjeskamp?
It's just everybody know each other. Everywhere the doors open, you can go everywhere. You live with your family, so your whole family is living in the same place. Friends, it's the feeling. It's your home. So and I've never been away from there. And England was the first time I go away from there. So yeah, in the beginning for me it was difficult.
All right, so you were away from home. What was the contact with your family like, especially because things were going so fast? What were the reactions you got from clients?
Yeah, crazy. I know before, I know I go to England to sign my contract with one of my best friends, with my family, my brothers. And after I go 2 days home. So after I signed, I 2 days home to take my stuff, and they organized something big for me. I didn't know, because when we go on the way back to the Netherlands, from Amsterdam Schiphol, from the airport to my house, I couldn't go on my phone. And I was thinking, why I cannot go on my phone? I just signed my contract. I want to see
my phone.
They told
you, you can't go on your phone.
No. And I was thinking, like, I don't know. So I put my phone away. And then when I drive on Kleintjeskamp, there was like thousands of people waiting for me, with like fireworks, with people who were singing. It was crazy, man. This is what I mean with big family. So everybody was happy for me, and yeah. And in England, I had a lot of family all coming over for me to watch the games and everything.
it also was saying goodbye to Kleintjeskamp in a way, right? It was like a big farewell party.
Yeah, and like to say all the best at Manchester United, and and everybody was happy for me.
All right, back to Manchester. I called Samuel Luckhurst, the chief Manchester United writer for the Manchester Evening News, to get some context on why Manchester United signed Alexander Büttner and what the club's intentions were.
Well, I think they wanted someone who would provide some form of competition for Patrice Evra, who had had a run at left back for probably 6 or 7 years. He just didn't have any competition. He was guaranteed to start every week, and his performance level had dipped a little bit as well, probably since the 2010 World Cup. So United needed competition for him. Leighton Baines at that time was one of the best left backs in the league. And I think the feeling was maybe that if you were to bring Baines in, you would probably be bringing someone in to possibly replace Evra. And at that point, Evra didn't necessarily need replacing. And although a lot of transfers had occurred between Manchester United and Everton through the years, it didn't seem like that was the ideal signing to be made that summer. And the way United operated with their the way they operated in the transfer market was not to go after players who would be on the market for big fees at that time under the Glazers. Their big signings that summer, Robin van Persie and Shinji Kagawa, were mainly made possible because they were about to enter or had entered the last year of their contracts. So United got them at considerably reduced fees. With Büttner, there was clearly an element of opportunism about it because everybody expected him to sign for Southampton, I think, the previous month. And for whatever reason, that didn't occur. And the way Ferguson operated, you only have to look at his diaries through the years, that sometimes it was just a case of instinct. It was just a phone call to a certain scout in a certain country. And he operated that way into his final summer. So although Büttner would have been scouted, it felt out of the blue at the time because, as I said, everybody expected him to join Southampton. And in fairness to Büttner as well, I think it did have an impact on Evra because Evra saw him as someone who just narrowly missed out on getting into the Dutch squad that summer for the European Championship. So he felt as though Büttner was worthy competition, and there was definitely an increase in Evra's performance level that season. But it was just a low-key arrival, really. I mean, United have got a great love affair with Dutch players, from Arnold Muir and Ruud van Nistelrooy, Jaap Stam, Van Persie. Those are the standout ones. But Büttner was always seen as a backup player up until his debut, when he played as well as he did and scored. There was not a lot of fanfare around his signing. But then, as I said, he had a hell of a debut.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
After that glorious debut for Büttner, the Manchester United team has a dinner at Rio Ferdinand's restaurant. And like most football clubs, Manchester United has a tradition for players who make their debut. They have to sing a song or do a speech in front of the rest of the team. And it's time for new players like Büttner and Shinji Kagawa, with whom Büttner had become friends already, to perform.
We go to the restaurant from Ferdinand. He has his own restaurant. But he was like, normally you sing like in dressing room and only the teammates are there. But he has like a big restaurant and was also like other people. And he has like a stage with like a microphone, everything. I was like, crazy, man. And then you can choose like to sing or tell something about yourself. And what's your goal to this season and everything. And I choose to do that, like tell something about myself, that I was happy that I was there. So I didn't sing that time. Some players sing, some players did tell something about himself.
Your friend Shinji, what did he do?
This was crazy, man. He did the Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
On the stage. And like the full restaurant was like on the feet and dancing with him and singing. Yeah, it was nice, man. It was crazy, yeah. He was really a really nice guy. And yeah, I really liked him like a person and like a football player. He was amazing. I still speak with him on the phone, Instagram, we texting. Yeah, here for me, it doesn't matter if you live close to me or if we arrive at the same time. But if you are a good person, and then you start to go with each other, like we go to training. One time I drive, one time he drive. We go to restaurants.
What other players did you get along with at Manchester United?
Of course, Van Persie, because he's Dutch, and even we know each other a little bit before. With all the young guys, Ashley Young, Welbeck, Cleverley, but also with the older guys like Ferdinand a lot, Evra, that time Anderson. So yeah, I think with everybody.
Back at Carrington, Manchester United's training grounds, Büttner makes a massive mistake in his first weeks. It has to do with rondos. Now, if you never heard of that, a rondo is a training exercise in which a small group of players form a circle and pass the ball around, while one or two players in the middle try to intercept the ball.
Yeah, I make the mistake to go with, you had like three rondos. One rondo was like the guys who speak Spanish. The other one was the young guys. And the other one was like the stars, the big players. Like Van Persie, Vidic, Rooney, Scholes, Giggs. And I make the mistake to go there because I go with Van Persie. Yeah. So both Dutch, and I go there. So my first weeks, man, I was only in the middle. Even when I don't make a mistake, they put me in the middle. And after 1 week, I told them I don't go in the middle anymore. And then Giggs told me, hey, you need 7 days to see, you don't need to go in the middle anymore. So everybody was laughing, but the quality was so high, man. I think we play it every day. I never see Scholes or Giggs in the middle. It was unbelievable. They are so good, man. And if you are in the middle there, it's not easy to come out.
Apart from the rondos, Büttner quickly finds his way at Manchester United. He signed as a backup for Patrice Evra, and the Frenchman tries to help Alexander adapt to the culture and the level at Manchester United.
For me, the first time I came there, he came to me and he started direct to help me. So it was not like, oh, there's another left back, but he started to work with me and to make me better. And yeah, we both play a lot of games. He play a lot. I really learn a lot from him because, you know, he was amazing on the left back. And I think my first season, I play a lot of games. And yeah, we direct win the league. And yeah, it was a dream.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's still the last Premier League win from Manchester United,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, like you said, you played more perhaps than you expected before,
yeah,
because also in the Champions League against Braga, Galatasaray, Cluj, I think.
Yeah, Bayern Munich quarterfinal, I play against Robben. So yeah, this are not these are big games. And yeah, what you say, like, I didn't expect my first year to play like so many games because I was young, I came new. But yeah, I start to play from the beginning, the first match, my debut, and yeah, me and Evra start to play both games. So yeah, this was a nice feeling.
Alexander plays more games for Manchester United in his first season than he expected when he signed. And he's not the only one enjoying his success at the club. His brother Danny often visits, and once he's mistaken for Alexander, which results in a funny situation.
I had a game, and when you come to the game, a lot of fans are waiting for you, and when you come out also. So I had a game, and then all the fans are waiting, and the family can walk where we can walk to the car. And I remember when I came out of the stadium, I saw my brother signing, going to pictures with everybody. And then I came out and people saw me. And I really was thinking, hey, what the fuck? It's not Alex, man. It's his brother. And I was laughing, man. And he was telling me in Dutch, stay away, man. Give me some famous. I want to feel how it feels. And I was laughing, man. And he still have the pictures, man, that he's walking with like two bodyguards and he's signing things. Yeah, it was funny, man. Yeah. And then the people saw me and I was thinking from, hey, it's not Alex, man. It's his brother. Because we looked a little bit the same.
Back home in Kleintjes Kamp, Alexander's grandfather did something special. Wearing clogs is an old Dutch tradition. And Alexander's grandfather made a pair of clogs in red. One with the Manchester United logo on it, and on the other, a picture of Alexander on the day he signed for Manchester United, with Sir Alex Ferguson standing next to him. Alexander's grandfather wore these special Manchester United clogs all the time. Literally.
Everybody know if you hear this, he's coming. Yeah, and he was like so proud of me that he wear this till he died. So this is for me the first thing I told my family. I only want to have one thing away from football. This was really important for me to have. Yeah, they have now like special place in my house. So he's like the big boss of Kleintjes Kamp. When he died, when he passed away, it was unbelievable how many people came to say goodbye. It was everybody in where I'm from know him. He's like, he was like the godfather from there, yeah.
That first season, Alexander becomes champions of England with Manchester United. He plays 13 games in his first season for the club. It's time to party. Sir Alex Ferguson did it again. Manchester United are champions of England.
Crazy, man. It was like, whole Manchester was full of supporters, fans. Crazy. We go with the open bus through the city. Yeah, it was really, really crazy, man. The people, the fans. It's unbelievable how many fans Manchester United have all over the world. It's I think the most from every club in the world. I think they have the most fans. So yeah, when we get champions, and I have to say, man, when this season Van Persie, everything he touched was gold, man. Yeah, we needed to win the last game. We had the game and we needed to win to get champion. I think we was 3 minutes on the way and he shoot and goal and everything, man. I don't know how many goals he scored that season, but he was amazing.
You were a young guy, you were in England. Did you have a drink? Did you go wild a bit?
To be honest, I never drank. And when we get champion, I remember Ferguson came to me and he wanted to give me a drink. And I told him I don't drink. And then he started laughing and he gave me the drink and I started drinking. I know this was the time I took my first drink. Before I never drink. Yeah, man, it was crazy. He laughed and he gave me the drink and I started to drink it. And yeah, it was one big party, man.
What kind of drink was it?
I can't remember anymore. I think it has to be something with vodka.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like a vodka Coke or something.
Yeah,
but
I can't. No,
yeah.
No, I don't like beer. No.
Did you have a hangover the next day?
No, I didn't drink so much, but no. I remember we get champion. I go to Van Persie's house. We eat something and then we go all to one restaurant to celebrate. Of course, when you are champions from England, it's crazy, man. It's so important for the people. You can see it with the fans, with the players, the coach, the staff, everything. It was a big party, man.
I think it's so funny that your first drink you got from Sir Alex
yeah,
Ferguson.
Yeah.
I mean, who can say they got their first drink from Sir Alex?
Because I never drink before. Because I start drink something late. And yeah, I remember that we was champions and told me to take a drink and I say I don't drink and he start laughing, man. Yeah, and then I take a drink, of course.
But after those awesome celebrations, Sir Alex Ferguson makes an announcement. He's retiring as manager of the club after 27 years. He says goodbye winning the league, and at that point there are still a couple of games to play in the season to say goodbye to the fans. Alexander is there during this emotional end of an era at Manchester United.
Yeah, I remember when he came in dressing room and told the players he's going to stop. I saw only sad faces. Everybody was sad. I remember the last game we played, his goodbye game was like 5-5. I also scored that game. I played that game, it was crazy. And yeah, you saw the players there. Everybody was like sad that he was leaving the club. So yeah, for me also, because he was the one who buy me. So yeah, for me was also a sad moment. I spoke with Ferguson after, and he told me like, if I was not going away, you will be the future and the first left back for Manchester United. But you see, in football, everything can happen.
Indeed, anything can happen in football. After Ferguson leaves in the summer of 2013, David Moyes becomes the manager of Manchester United. The next season is not that great for the club, and Moyes is fired before the end of the season. Ryan Giggs takes over as caretaker. Giggs likes Büttner and gives him a handful of games in the starting lineup at the end of the season. Then, Louis van Gaal is appointed at Manchester United. Büttner decides to leave the club in the summer of 2014.
For me, van Gaal is one of the best coaches in the world. But he was on the time coach of the national team from the Netherlands. I was playing a lot of games for Manchester United, and I never get a phone call of anything from the national team. And for me, was like my feeling was not good. So I decide to change the club.
And of course, besides that, I also remember that Dynamo Moscow back then was handing out big contracts, right?
Yeah. yeah, really big. Yeah, you can see if you saw the players there, was Duchak, Fabrena, Samba, Douglas was amazing player, Kevin Kurani, striker. So yeah, everybody that time go there, and yeah. I know I can go to a lot of clubs that time because I came from Manchester United. But I make the choice to sign in Dynamo Moscow. This money was like crazy. But also we had a good team. We did well in Europe. We beat PSV 2 times. We play in the top of Russia League. So yeah, it was like both. For me, the feeling was good.
So when it was time for you to leave the club because you were going to Dynamo and you said goodbye to everybody, what was that like?
Yes, for me it was like also that go really quick because in 2 days I had to go to Russia. Mm. So it keeps going. And yeah, for me, I was not really sad because I had 2 amazing years there and nobody will take that away from me. And who can say is champions in win the league in England. Yeah, I meet some great people. I had a really good time then. It was time for me to move on and to Russia. And I still speak with some guys. So yeah, for me was this 2 years, nobody will take away from me.
So Alexander transfers from Manchester United to Dynamo Moscow. Here's his former agent Bursak on that decision.
Look, Alex didn't have to go. That's the first thing. And if he stays in Manchester, he will become even a little bit better and he will get maximum out of his career sportively. If he goes, he should go for money. Clubs from the Premier League were interested in Alex. I think West Brom, Aston Villa, and I think West Ham United again. But we had also an opportunity to go to Dynamo Moscow for really a big amount of money. And then I talked with Alex. I talked with his parents. You have actually 3 choices. You have 1 choice to stay in Manchester. He had another 3 year of contract, and after those 5 years, you can go somewhere. You will find something where you can also earn a lot of money. Now you can go somewhere to a Premier League club. It will never be as it was in Manchester United. That's the top. Everything else is below the top. From that, to get back on the top will be very difficult. Or you have an opportunity to earn a lot of money. And that choice was at the end made by Alex. Yeah. Look. Also, what I want to say, Alex is really as a person a very, very good person, and is really down to earth. I mean, if you go to Doetinchem, you still can have fun on a normal way how he had fun when he was 15, 16 years old. So he's a good person. good family, everything. Really nice memories.
Here's Samuel Lookhurst on how Manchester United fans now look back at Alexander Büttner's years at their club.
I think he's synonymous with the last season that they won the league. And there's a trend now, because United have been so starved of success in the post-Ferguson era, they've only won three trophies, they've not won the league since Ferguson was manager, that any player who was associated with him or involved in a title-winning squad, their reputation is pretty high in the eyes of supporters because they made a contribution to United winning the league. The player may not have even been popular at the time that they were playing for the club, but retrospectively, as years have gone by, there's more appreciation for them. And with Büttner, no United fan really saw him as a first-teamer or an integral part of the team or the squad. But I think there's an appreciation that without him, Evra might have stagnated in that season again, or continued to stagnate in that season. They won the league, and Büttner coming in did have an impact on Evra's form. And he scored a number of important goals that season that they won the league in 2012-13. So you can trace that back to the influence Büttner had on him. He did have an impact of sorts that went beyond him just playing games. It was the impact he had on Evra when Evra played ahead of him.
After Manchester United, Alexander played for Dynamo Moscow in Russia, Anderlecht in Belgium, and returned to Vitesse in the Netherlands for a couple of years. In 2020, he signed for New England Revolution in the MLS. But he became homesick in Boston, especially when he couldn't see his family because of the COVID travel restrictions. So he decided to go back to the Netherlands, where he signed for RKC Waalwijk. Alexander hasn't been back to Old Trafford since he left the club in 2014, but he wants to, someday.
I will, because I will one time. I go with my family, with my girlfriend, and when my baby is a little bit bigger, I will go to the stadium to check a game and to see Manchester United playing.
And to show him
where Papa played before. Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
It must feel good to have something like that in your life to look back on, you know?
Yeah, of course, because... I think if you look to my my career, I had an amazing career, and I play for big clubs. I'm still playing, so yeah, I'm happy, man. I'm a happy man.
That's the story of Alexander Büttner and his transfer to Manchester United. I think he has exactly the right perspective on those years. He enjoys the memories, signing for Manchester United, making his debut and scoring at Old Trafford, Shinji Kagawa doing the Gangnam-style dance, messing up in a rondo with Ryan Giggs and Paul Scholes, his brother signing autographs, and Sir Alex Ferguson handing him his first drink after becoming champions of England. Alexander's back in Kleintjeskamp now, where he has built a massive mansion from the spoils of his football career. On display there are the Manchester United clogs his grandfather wore. A precious memory. The perfect symbol of both the peak of Alexander's football career and his love for his family and community in Kleintjeskamp. I want to thank Alexander Büttner for his time, as well as his former agent Alexander Brusak and Samuel Lookhurst from the Manchester Evening News. Subscribe to our podcast and never miss an episode. You can also subscribe to our newsletter to get a free article every time we publish an episode. You can do that at thehomeoffootball.substack.com. My name is Sam van Raalte. Thank you for listening, and on to the next story in the home of football.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.